This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
City of Irving gives the okay to some zoning changes near the old site of the Texas Stadium that ultimately could lead to a resort destination. Maybe bring the Mavs over.
The Irving City Council passed zoning amendments that apply to a 182-acre tract primarily owned by an entity connected to the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. Those are the owners of the Dallas Mavericks. Ever since Miriam Adelson bought the Mavs, the goal has been to build a new arena and destination hotel. They also ultimately want casino gambling and sports betting involved. Councilman Kyle Taylor says the city needs to act now or could be in danger of missing out.
This will be transformational, so we'll change our city. Is it going to have some challenges? Yes. Is it going to have some rewards? Yes. And if you went to the meeting with the three cities that talked about transformational destination development inside their cities and the revenue that they generated.
Gambling bills have been filed in Austin this legislative session. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
White Settlement police say technology helped them find a thief who was stuffing cowboy boots down his pants.
White Settlement police say a married couple went to the boot barn near I-30 and Cherry Lane earlier this month. They say surveillance video showed the wife point at boots and then her husband would hide them in his pants. Police say he hid four pairs of boots before taking them out to the car. Then he came back in and did the same thing again. They came back a week later, but police say the guy had shaved his beard. They managed to escape with more boots then, but when they came back a third time, employees recognized them and called 911. The couple had already left when officers got there, but they used surveillance video to identify the two and their license plate. They checked a license plate reader database and tracked the couple to a motel in North Fort Worth where they were arrested. Chief Chris Cook says the two stole almost $5,000 worth of boots, and they now believe other family members were also targeting Western stores and selling stolen clothes on Facebook. In White Settlement, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You can also check out the store video showing the man on our website, KRLD.com.
Some of the victims' families from that school shooting in Uvalde, well, they're back at the state capitol and they're pushing for gun regulations.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez rolled out six gun-related bills. Senate Bill 1656 would designate May 24th as Victims of the Uvalde Shooting Day. SB 1657 would raise the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21.
77% of Republican men and women want to see an age limit increase. The people that don't want to have that happen are the Republicans in the Senate and the Republicans in the House.
Brett Cross lost his son Uzziah Garcia in the shooting at Robb Elementary.
I don't care how many times we get told no, we will continue to come back, because no matter what we say or do, we can never bring our kids back, but we can help protect other kids.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A 15-year-old is dead, and Mesquite police say two other teens are now in custody. Police went to go check out a call yesterday afternoon about a dead person, and they discovered the teen's body along Aloha Drive. He had been shot to death. Detectives figured out two other 15-year-olds were responsible. They tracked them down and arrested them this morning. We still don't know what the motive was.
What's next? Smallpox? Polio? I never thought I'd live to see the day that we were sitting here talking about a measles outbreak, but here we are. The numbers are still on the rise in West Texas, where it all started. I told you yesterday about concerns that it might spread into the San Antonio area as well. And now Could Southern California be next?
The new concern over measles has spread here to Los Angeles due to a confirmed case on an international flight arriving here at LAX last Wednesday. According to LA Public Health, the measles case is a non-resident who was on an inbound flight from Seoul, South Korea. So officials are warning all other passengers on that lengthy flight, as well as anyone who may have been in the international terminal on February 19th. Now, fear and concern are heightened after word that an unvaccinated school-aged child died of measles in West Texas, where mobile testing and vaccinations are being offered in some communities. That region, dealing with the largest outbreak in 30 years, with at least 124 cases in 9 counties, and the majority of cases are children between the ages of 5 and 17. It's suspected the Texas outbreak is linked to measles cases in New Mexico, where at least 9 cases have been reported in a county which borders the state line. Now, the measles vaccine has been around since the 1960s, and the CDC recommends it due to 97% effectiveness. However, skepticism and fear of side effects have reduced vaccination rates, negating a declaration back in 2000 that the disease had been eliminated. Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. is a well-known vaccine skeptic who has vowed to call for study into the safety of childhood vaccines at the Trump cabinet meeting. Kennedy addressed the outbreak.
We are following the measles epidemic every day. I think there's 124 people who have contracted measles at this point, mainly in Gaines County, Texas. There are 2 people who have died, but we're watching it.
Kennedy went on to say there are measles outbreaks every year. There are no details yet or confirmation about the second death that he mentioned.
And that's a good point there at the end. We do see little outbreaks every now and then, every year or so.
But you haven't seen a death.
That's like maybe 10 or 12 people and nobody dies. You're getting up close to 150 now, and we do have that one confirmed death. That was Nancy Liu reporting. It's like COVID. It's just, you know, with air travel, and there's just no way to contain it. You know, once that first outbreak hits, you know it's going to spread.
And the best way, I mean, this isn't the COVID shot, so I know that some people are still vaccine hesitant, but this one is 97% effective.
We were speculating about this, and now we come to find out. There's a little new information into the death of actor Gene Hackman. He was 95. He and his 63-year-old wife both found dead at their home in Santa Fe yesterday. And the bodies were found along with their dog. The dog was dead, too.
It just was weird. And, again, this is one of those headlines. Gene Hackman dead, that's not surprising, 95. But
yeah, Gene Hackman and his wife
too.
And the dog.
And the dog.
All right, News Nation's Xavier Walton. As promised, he joins us right now for the latest on this bizarre story. Xavier, to start with, tell us how this played out. This was a welfare check, right?
Yep, started with a welfare check. And it was a neighbor that called yesterday at some point and said, hey, like, I haven't heard from Gene or his wife, haven't seen him. And ultimately, that's what led the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office to go out there, see, you know, what was going on. And then that's when they found, you know, Gene Hackman, his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and the dog. And you know, you guys just laid it out. I'm just sitting here listening. And I'm like, yeah, as I was waking up this morning reading the same thing, and we reached out to the sheriff. It all is just very strange. But the sheriff came out right away and said that there's no foul play suspected, at least at this point. And that was really important, because when you just read those facts and all the headlines say, you know, Gene Hackman, his wife, and the dog all dead in their Santa Fe home, it does raise some alarm bells. But I think the sheriff coming out and saying that right away, very important. And also, you know, he stressed this too. It's early on in the investigation. Like, you know, that he's saying that now things could change, but Hollywood's still reeling right now from that news.
I know that there's some new information that we're getting just, it seems like 10 minutes ago, that we've got another part of this investigation now. Have you heard anything about this in the gas company?
So, and that's where there was a lot of speculation. And I tell you, like in these newsroom meetings, you guys know this, and you know some of the viewers listening. We were thinking, okay, so if they said no foul play suspected, and all three passed away, including the dog, it had to have been, you know, carbon monoxide. It had to have been some sort of natural gas leak. The sheriff saying no cause of death yet has been determined. That'll come with the autopsy, but that's what it appears, at least when you're just kind of putting the tea leaves together and you're hearing what the sheriff is saying there in Santa Fe. That's where it's kind of leading to. But again, it is still so early on. You don't want to jump the gun on these sorts of things. You kind of just want to let it play out. And at the current point in time, it's just extremely sad. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at some of the comments from Hollywood actors, some of the biggest names. I actually really like the one from George Takei, Star Trek legend. He said, you know, we've lost one of the true giants on the screen. Gene Hackman could play anyone, but you could feel a whole life behind it. He could be everyone and no one, a towering presence, or an everyday Joe. I think like that describes him perfectly. And you think about just the wide range of roles he's played in his career. So I think like Hollywood's still reeling from this. And then you're trying to piece together this kind of weird sort of circumstances. Their bodies were found, including the dog. You know, it's still more questions than answers type deal.
Have police announced any kind of an update for us? Are they going to brief the media later today?
That's expected. But then again, it's so anytime there's, you know, a major figure, a big star, Gene Hackman, you know, 95 years old, regardless, police are going to do a media update. They're going to give the very latest information, even if there isn't any information. So, and you know, the media is just flooding their phones right now and trying to get the most and up-to-date information as possible. That includes us, obviously, News Nation, working the phones, trying to get more information. But they're going to come out with more once they're ready. And hopefully we'll learn more. But at the end of the day, it's just, you know, a very sad way to start the morning. I don't know about you guys. When I started reading the headlines way early in the morning, I'm saying, what?
Yeah, I thought it was a fake headline, really. Something satirical.
Yeah, especially when you throw in the dog. I think it's his wife, who was much younger, you know, early 60s, and then the dog as well. That just all made it seem very strange.
All right. Xavier, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton with us right now. Again, this was in Santa Fe is where they found the bodies. And Gene Hackman, he retired in 2004, and he had actually moved to Santa Fe a few years prior. I was just reading this from the Associated Press. They lived kind of unpretentiously. It was a gated community, yes, but the house, it was a 2,300-square-foot house worth $1 million, which is in Santa Fe, in a gated community. That's not that much. A fairly modest house, they said, compared to some of the estates in the neighborhood.
You know, and for as big an actor as he was, an actor's actor, he really kind of just faded away.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.